Welcome to the Hair for Kids. Sit back and relax as we experience life with the Rebbe in 770, stories of Hasidim, and see how the Rebbe continues to find a way to connect to us and help every Yid.
This episode is being graciously sponsored and dedicated to Zchus Shena, Shaya, Hannah, and Tema Kornfeld, Shluchim of the Rebbe to Mercer Island, Washington. The story, Caring for a Stranger, was told by Daniel to Rabbi Mendel Scharf and took place in the mid-Tavshin Yuds, the mid-1950s. The tragic loss, Rachman Litzlan, of Daniel's father, who was the family's only source of Parnassa livelihood, placed the responsibility on 15-year-old Daniel. Handling the pain of losing his father, Rachman Litzlan, at such a young age was hard enough. At the same time, Daniel had to find the strength to be there for his family and work to help pay the bills, which seemed almost impossible at times. Now, let's go back in time to the 1950s as Daniel recalls those difficult days and weeks after his father's passing. It was Shabbos morning, and Daniel is walking to shul.
I'm walking on the same streets that my father and I walked together for many years.
Now, I'm doing it alone. Ah, I miss my father so much.
Although I'm now feeling pretty sad, I'm going to continue wishing them good Shabbos as I pass them going to shul.
This was something my father and I always did when we walked together.
Good Shabbos!
Good Shabbos!
Good Shabbos!
Good Shabbos!
Oh look, a Hasidic looking man is coming towards me.
Ah, good Shabbos!
Good Shabbos!
The next words of this Hasidic looking Yid changed Daniel's life forever. Good Shabbos! How are you doing? How was your week?
I can't figure out why, but I feel completely comfortable opening up to this stranger and sharing with him what's going on in my life.
This chassid is showing me deep care and love, something that I so desperately need.
The next Shabbos, Daniel silently hoped he would meet this chassid again. And sure enough, they met each other on the way to shul and had another conversation. This happened week after week, and Daniel enjoyed these precious moments. The older man's words, and more importantly, his true interest and care, were the strength that helped Daniel survive through each week. A few months later, Daniel calls his friend Shmuley.
Hello, it's Shmuley.
Hello, Shmuley, what's up?
I'm planning on how we should celebrate the upcoming Purim.
Well, what do you have in mind?
I hear that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is going to be farbringing on Purim.
What's a farbringing?
It's a special gathering of his Hasidim while celebrating Purim, and anyone can join. Do you want to come along with me?
Okay. I've never met the Lubavitcher Rebbe before. Where is it going to be?
It's going to take place in a local hall here in Crown Heights.
Okay, thanks for the invite. See you then. Bye!
Bye!
Purim arrived, and the two friends entered the hall where the Rebbe was farbringing.
Wow! Shmuley, we are surrounded by thousands of Hasidim celebrating this special day with the Rebbe. Yeah, you can feel the amazing energy in this room.
I'm going to find a better spot to be able to view the head table and see the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Whoa! This can't be. That's the Lubavitcher Rebbe sitting up front? He's that Hasidic man who's been meeting up with me every Shabbos morning. I'm absolutely shocked. I would never have thought that I was talking to the Rebbe week after week.
Years later, Daniil would say,
"Those Shabbos meetings with the Rebbe saved me in many ways and sent me on a path of healing. I'm forever amazed at how the Rebbe took the time to care for me, a complete stranger."
Thank you for listening to Teher for Kids. Make sure to tell your friends about us and stay tuned for another fascinating episode at Deher.org/kids.